Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Remains of a body were found in Northfield Township yesterday afternoon. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reports that a farmer planting beans in his field at the curve on Kane Trail and Lamb Avenue found the remains of a body in the grassy area separating farm fields. Foul play is not suspected. The remains have been sent to Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office for identification. The case remains under investigation with the Sheriff's Office. Deputies were assisted by the Rice County Coroner's Office. While traffic volumes have been down, speeds are up. Sheriff Dunn said yesterday morning,
but we're seeing a lot of pretty flagrant traffic violations, such as high speeds. Lots of speeds on the county roads and the interstate over 100 miles an hour.
Dunn said when these people are stopped, they say they thought law enforcement wouldn't stop them during COVID. He stopped someone who was traveling over 60 miles an hour in a 30 zone, and the person was on their phone.
I think we need to do a better job to let people know that, no, we are still going to stop you. You still need to abide by the laws, even during this stay-at-home thing.
Dunn says it's frustrating, adding that traffic deaths are higher than they were at the same time last year with less traffic. Law enforcement is going to start ramping up their efforts this fishing opener weekend. Every week since the pandemic started, Dunn said, they're also seeing more DWI arrests, and there's no reason they should be on the road. Drug use is also increasing. Dunn's full interview is on KYMNRadio.net. The decision was not easy, and no one's happy about it, least of all those who had to make the decision regarding the 2020 Northfield High School graduation ceremony, which will be virtual. Principal Joel Lear and Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman reviewed multiple plans, gathered feedback from the senior class and the parents, and knew that any plan they came up with was short of what they all wanted. Hillman did add,
if we get a change of any kind in the executive order or public health guidelines or social distancing guidelines, we stand ready to make alterations to the plan to adjust to those.
Because of the size of the class, 293, gathering in mass just isn't permissible at this time. Hillman did say that while class reunions are not handled by school districts, for the class of 2020, they have committed to sponsoring a reunion at the high school next year for this class. Graduation will take place on May 31st, as was planned. In fact, everything will be as a normal ceremony, except online. Graduates will pick up their diplomas curbside at the high school. KYMN will also air the ceremony, as we always do. Governor Walz is expected to make an announcement regarding graduation ceremonies sometime today. And Arcadia Charter School has a new logo. KYMN's Logan Wells has more.
Arcadia Charter School last week released their new logo. It has several of the same elements as their old logo, but is more colorful and professionally designed.
You know, the logo that we had, we liked the tree, we liked the simple text. There were things about it that were really nice. There was some good balance there, things like that. But the tree itself was really just a stock photo from the internet back in, I think, 2012. And so it didn't have sort of that personal feel.
That's Executive Director Laura Stelter. The new logo expands on the latest logo from 2012 and emphasizes the difference of every student with over 9 colors featured, and is shaped like an olive tree to symbolize wisdom and peace. You can see pictures of the new logo in today's news update on our website. For KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells.
There are no funeral notices. I'm Terry Knight for 95 The One and AM 1080.